Joy Tactics.
3, 2, 1. Beep. If you are listening to this episode, that means that we are finally diving into the topic of being a freak and freaknology. And we thank you to the user and the Patreon subscriber who put that topic on the Google Doc. Thank you so much. Now let's dive the fuck in now.
All right, welcome back.
If you are a patron, I don't know if people know this, the people that aren't patrons, you have full access to a community Google Doc. I don't think people realize that. That's one of the, I would say, number one benefit of being a patron of Joy Tactics is you get to be in one community doc, and people are chatting in there. They're putting images. They're making all types of crazy fonts. They're discussing ideas. They're diving deep into themselves, their inner lives, and critiquing culture. It's beautiful and it's amazing.
And you're thinking, oh, that's cute. Did you guys make that last week or a month ago during inauguration to have something to focus on? No, dude. This thing is years old, older than we could all know, and it's 259 pages long. And if you just, I'm just scrolling through it right now. I'm seeing Kevin Hart headshots coming up like 50 fucking times in a row.
Oh, you're talking about that one that says Jarvis.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
But there's amazing lists and drawings that honestly...
It's honestly the thing I'm most proud of this podcast.
It's pretty sick.
Is this document. It's
this is the Dead
insane.
Sea Scroll, the millennial Dead Sea Scroll.
And I don't know if you guys saw, sometimes we'll even get personal messages in this. Someone says, Eric, if you can see this, I think you may have taken part in filming of a short film at my best friend since middle school named Beep Beep Mom's House. If you get the Google Doc, you can find out that guy's name. And it was in Bloomfield, New Jersey. I told him I listened to Joy Tactics and told him you were one of the hosts. And he was like, oh, yeah, I know that guy. And then was confused about how you would be funny on a podcast because in person you were fairly serious.
Well, that's going in the fucking dementia. So, when you have dementia, you're going to remember that.
That's the one thing.
That's stuck. Well,
it probably is true. I probably was fucking serious because I take that shit seriously no matter what type of job it is, small or long or large film. Short or long, I mean. I take that shit seriously.
And we're not funny all the time, man. Like, that's so much of our craft is showing up and performing and being a fucking clown. Sorry, there's really loud construction going on right outside. But sometimes this is not what this is all about all the time. Sometimes this is about being vulnerable.
Right. You think David Cross is up in every establishment cracking jokes? No, he's got a notebook out. No, he's observing. Then he, at a dedicated time and hour, he delivers the humor.
Yeah. You think when Ricky Gervais's kids come out of the womb, he's immediately doing punch-ups?
No.
No. He's not.
I'll tell you what, I am hilarious every single where. Every interaction I have with any Marshalls employee, mm-hmm. when I go to fucking Michael's art store, I'm fucking cracking up everybody. And then when I go home, I break down and I'm the sad clown emerges and I'm shouting in the mirror, what? So I'm trying to strike up more of a balance.
You go a little too far. We went into TJ Maxx. You pretended your legs didn't work. You're dragging yourself across the floor.
And what? And did I crush?
Everyone
was
laughing at you. Help!
Some people were concerned. Yeah,
they were concerned. But then you did that Chris Rock impression. Jumped up, did a flip, did the Chris Rock impression, and got the fuck out of there.
Pull up scene from Rap World, and then it's fucking everybody's basically begging you to let them buy you an Uber.
And that's then the my finale hit the fucking mangina in the store, in Target.
Whoa, now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.